Why would the FBI release these new documents in what they call the vault?
Good question. Well, first of all, what they've released is nothing that we haven't seen before. So none of these are new documents, to my knowledge. Everything has been out for ages and ages and ages, most of them since the late 70s, since the Freedom of Information Act really got going. They have been available. The infamous one that people have been talking about for the last couple of weeks, the Guy Hotel FBI memo, is one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Bruce McAbee, the intrepid UFO researcher, he's been doing this since long before I got started in the game, got the document, I believe, as early as 1977, and then it's been republished numerous times. I'm holding in my hands the book by William Steinman from the 1980s about the UFO crash at Aztec. Steinman has it reprinted in his book, and on and on. I wrote about it briefly in my first volume of history, UFOs and the National Security State, when that came out in 2000.
So you're convinced the document is pretty authentic?
It's absolutely genuine. There's no question about that. The thing that matters is what is in it and how accurate is it, and what should we make of this document? I remember when I first encountered it, before I really knew any of the history behind it, I was startled as well. I've got it right here in front of me. I'd be happy to read it.
Please.
And
Richard, I'd like to know why there were no follow-up documents on what seems to be one of the most incredible stories of mankind.
Well, indeed, we can talk about this. This particular document is an FBI office memorandum. I should emphasize, it was not even a secret document. It wasn't classified. It just was one of these documents that had been uncovered in the late 70s, but it was written March 22nd, 1950. So early on in the UFO history of all of this, and it's from Guy Hotel, H-O-T-T-E-L, I guess you would say Hotel, special agent in FBI, special agent out of D.C., and the subject of this memo is flying saucers information concerning. He writes, the following information was furnished to special agent blacked out. He writes, an investigator for the Air Forces, remember the Air Forces used to be plural back during World War II. In 1950, it wasn't plural, but they still using the old terminology. So an investigator for the Air Forces stated that three so-called flying saucers had been recovered in New Mexico. They were described as being circular in shape, with raised centers approximately 50 feet in diameter. Each one was occupied by three bodies of human shape, but only 3 feet tall, dressed in metallic cloth of a very fine texture. Each body was bandaged in a manner similar to the blackout suits used by speed flyers and test pilots. According to Mr. Blacked Out informant, the saucers were found in New Mexico due to the fact that the government has a very high-powered radar set up in that area, and it is believed the radar interferes with the controlling mechanism of the saucers. No further evaluation was attempted by Special Agent Blacked Out concerning the above. And that's it. That's the memo. So it's quite, a shocking sort of memo.
It was so nonchalant, though, Richard. If I were writing you a memo, if you were the head of the FBI.
Right.
I mean, though it's authentic. I mean, I would elaborate a little bit more.
Yeah, I should mention it was to J. Edgar Hoover, to the director of the FBI.
So thank you
for gently reminding me that. Well, you'd think so, but the thing is, these guys, they're all government agents. And when you read these bureaucratic memos one after the next, I mean, no one gets too excited. Even in memos where some of the information is really deeply spectacular, the tone is pretty much
straight.
The same. That's just, I think, how they tend to be. The question is, what does this memo mean? Well, people immediately interpreted this as a reference to Roswell. You think New Mexico, UFO crash, you think Roswell. But in fact, this memo does not relate to Roswell specifically at all. It's, if anything, it's relating to the event that some have maintained did take place at Aztec, New Mexico. Maybe the more casual followers of UFOs may not be aware, but if you looked into this topic in any, you know, for any length of time, you've come across the Aztec UFO crash as well. And that is said to have taken place in late March of 1948, so almost a year after Roswell took place. Another UFO crash took place in northern New Mexico near the town of Aztec.
Well, so this could have been the three they're talking about.
Well, what I think is, now here's the thing about the Aztec crash. I mean, the very first UFO book that we have in America was written by a guy named Frank Scully, S-C-U-L-L-Y, called Behind the Flying Saucers. And Scully was a magazine writer. He wasn't like a Washington-based national security writer. He wrote...
And he wasn't a Frank Edwards, right?
No. He wrote for a magazine, I think, called Variety, and he'd write like Hollywood pieces at times and other types of entertainment pieces, but he stumbled onto this story. So he writes this book about a crash of a UFO that took place at Aztec. This was the very first American UFO book. It's really quite extraordinary. And it almost immediately, within a year or two, got demolished publicly in an article by a guy named Bob Considine for Cosmopolitan magazine, if I'm not mistaken.
And Considine was also a syndicated columnist, I believe.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. And so Scully's book was demonstrated, at least at that time, to be the result of some informants who were just complete con men hoaxing him. And now it is true, there's a guy named Silas Newton who claimed to have had gotten the details about this case and gave a lecture at the University of Denver on March 8, 1950, about the alleged crash of a UFO at Aztec. And so it's almost certain that this memo is a reference to the Silas Newton lecture.
And also, did you know also that Scully from the X-Files was named after that Frank Skelly?
Yeah, that was kind of a cool homage, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so the real question is, what this memo seems to be is it's a reference to this rumor, maybe based in truth, maybe not, about a UFO crash in Aztec, New Mexico. Now, the one thing about this, that even if this is relating to the Aztec crash, the details are still very different from what we've heard about the Aztec crash. In other words, there were not supposed to be three bodies from Aztec, as I've been reading about it, but many, many more, 16 or even more bodies recovered at Aztec. This memo here says only three. So there's information's not consistent, but it seems to be related to what happened relating to the Aztec story. The real question is, was there a crash at Aztec, New Mexico or not? And for the longest time, researchers, like Bruce McAbee in his book, The UFO FBI Connection, where McAbee talks about this memo, refers to the Aztec crash as just a hoax, like I think a lot of the researchers have done. But I am not actually 100% sure that that was a hoax case. There's, like Roswell, the Aztec crash has received its own investigation, not as detailed as the Roswell, but there have been researchers, Bill Steinman back in the 80s, Wendell Stevens back in the 80s also interviewed people. Now, they claimed to have witnesses who had direct information about this. The difference and the problem is that, to my knowledge, none of these witnesses' names is known, and so, you know, they've been open to the charge of, well, who are these people? We can't check out who they are. Unlike with Roswell, where you've got names galore, all these people, they can be reached and have been spoken to.